iPhones, the Pro, the Pro Max, the Plus, and the what is the difference between all four?
The Pro Max is by far the largest, and the Pro is, or the second largest down. The Pro and the Pro Max have the latest and the greatest chipset. Then when you go to the iPhones below that, say just the 16, and I think there's two of those, they have this chipset before the Pros. The
Right.
SEs, I don't know. I never followed what chipsets they have, but Steve, maybe I want to help on that because you have one, right, Steve? SE
Oh,
third generation. Does that have the latest or
I think
chipset
it
or
does.
the
I think
latest?
it
It should.
does. Yeah,
Yeah.
it's supposed to. Yeah.
What about
I
the
think they.
LiDAR sensors? Isn't it only the Pro that has those?
Oh, as far
that
as I
might
know,
be. Yeah.
yes.
Yeah.
It's
Yeah, I
the
think that's true.
LiDARs. You can now put all the voices in your rotor. So, like, you
Yeah.
can put the different voices in the rotor, and you can go back and change voice on the fly in the rotor.
Yeah, that's
And you
handy.
can change your speech, your rate. You just go to the voice and right from the rotor. You can put the detection of what's around you, detection of doors, or you can put detection of images to read images. You can put all of those in the rotor, and detection of text as well.
I think that's implemented in 18. But that stuff isn't going to work universally, is it?
No, that's only in the pros. Yeah, I think you need the
Yeah.
LiDARs for that.
And maybe that's why there hasn't been a big thing
But
announcement about it.
how many of you people are using the Meta smart glasses that are, the Ray-Ban Meta smart glasses with your device or without, however? One thing about the Ray-Bans, I understand, standard big box retailers are selling them. I know
Yeah.
people who got them at Best Buy.
There's a podcast called Double Tap, and it's done by a man from England and a man from Scotland. It's through AMI TV out of Canada. The man from England took the Ray-Ban, his Ray-Ban glasses, and went to a hotel. And on a weekend, he tried to have it read the menu. And what happens is it will say the menu has items such as salads, desserts, and appetizers, for example. But he couldn't get the glasses to read the whole menu to him. So he would say, okay, in the salads, what type of salads does the menu have for me? And it would come back with, well, it has items such as this, such as
Oh,
that.
Jesus.
The problem with the Ray-Bans is it's not necessarily something that would help us identify the whole thing. That's the main problem with the Ray-Ban glasses, in that they're designed for people that can actually read what it is that's on the
I
paper.
think they're trying to be too smart, in other words, it sounds like. You don't even need to optically read that stuff. You're better off scanning a QR code for a restaurant menu. It's probably online.
They match up with Meta. So what they're using is the
Meta AI,
Meta
whatever it is.
AI to take the picture and interpret what is on the.
No, they were developed for sighted
So
folks.
they weren't really developed as assistive technology as we need it.
BrailleSense 6. I mean, I obviously if you plug the HDMI cable into the monitor, you get the video output. If you want to mirror the video output to a laptop so it shows up at the laptop screen, most reliable way of doing that. Anybody have any thoughts?
Frank, when you put the HDMI out to a screen, are you getting like a picture of what the dots look like, or are you getting actual text?
Okay, so you get two different things depending on how you have things configured. A, you get the Google program. You got, oh, if it's the one in the Braille, so you'll actually see the app. And if you go into global options, there's an option to show the dot patterns on a display, and you could turn that off so you don't see that as well, or if you don't want that.
I have a
This is a
question.
student-teacher situation where a teacher has a laptop. Student has the BrailleSense 6, and she wants to see what's going on in a window on her laptop.
The BS6 already has that little display that I wouldn't think they would show the text on the screen for the HDMI, but who knows? I
Yeah, well,
mean,
I do know that if you plug an HDMI into a full monitor, you get the whole picture.
oh yeah,
It's
that
pretty cool.
little display is so small.
I'd recommend, Frank, just getting a smaller monitor.
Like that's actually what I did for them, and they thought that was too cumbersome. They wanted it on the laptop. So
I would think that if you sent the Mantis output to the laptop, the person wouldn't be able to see the laptop's output to the laptop at the same time. So, I mean, they could maybe see it, but they wouldn't be able to interact with their computer.
Yeah,
but that's a somewhat different...
Totally different technologies. Yeah. But there was also, I remember something with a monitor too, with the Opticon. You could connect to a monitor and have people see what the Opticon camera's going over.
Well, yeah, because in a way that's just direct translation.
All that is, that's nothing but video. It's not even translation. There's no
translation. You're right. It's just raw video.
It's this dumb video.
Yeah.
Any tips for face ID besides just, you know, practice? I'm having a terrible time using it to unlock my phone. I've had to shut it off so I could use my phone.
The one tip that my wife made me aware of was that I was not holding the phone high enough. Yeah, I could have sworn I was, and she said, no, you got to hold it up higher. And when I did, it started working perfectly.
I got it to tell me that my face was actually there, and, you know, all the angles were accounted for.
Almost like, so your forehead's in the middle of the phone.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So higher than, so.
In like the passwords and face ID setting, there's a checkbox so you could check that will make you a little less sensitive. So if your eyeballs aren't following it correctly, it doesn't.
Well, I've turned that off. It says something about use attention for face ID.
Yeah, attention. No,
that's a different thing.
I turned that off.
I hear other people say that they have trouble with it, but I find that it's flawless now that I know to hold my phone up higher.
How are those QR codes generated? Say, for example, if you have a piece of paper that has it on it, if you make a copy of that paper, does that QR code still exist on the copy?
Should, in a photostat, yeah. I've gone to restaurants that have a QR, that have a menu, like point to the QR code to get the menu. I can't get it. It never works.
Do you do it with the camera app or do you use a third-party app?
I assume just the cam does it. I don't think you need a third-party app. I think the cam does it.
I've actually done it in a restaurant with an app. I think it's called QR Reader.
Okay. Huh.
And it's worked quite well.
But you still really have to find where that QR code is.
You still
got to
know where it is.
I have a lot more trouble with QR codes than I ever do my face ID.
Because you don't know where, I mean, if you can't focus on where the code is physically.
Could you use, say, Be My Eyes or...
I think Be My AI might tell you.
Be My AI tell you.
Because I noticed that with that sheet of paper I was talking about. I used Be My AI to read it, and it said, this paper has a QR code on it, but it didn't read it.
Also, but then you could ask it, is the QR code on the left, the right, the bottom, or the top?
Yeah, you have to do things like that. Where is the QR code? You ask more questions, yeah. I just learned about that feature.
Does anybody just use it just without that?
You mean just using it with the camera? Yeah, I've done that, and it's not all that easy, that's for sure.
So you've done it, but it's hard,
I have taken, I run an assistive technology program, and I've taken to telling folks that I work with that it's important that they have a separate line for the actual URL, because for a blind person, knowing that there's a QR code on the page is helpful, but doesn't do them much good. Now they have to take a picture or scan the QR code, and that means they have to do it on a different device to get to the page, and it's too much work. So I keep telling them.
Why do you need a different device?
Let's say if it's on your phone and you open, so the document, let's say PDF, you've got a QR code on the document. You have to go, and if you use a reader like Nina mentioned, you could go find the QR code and it will read it. But otherwise, generally, you use your device to take a picture of it or to scan what is on the paper. So if it's on your document, how are you going to get to the QR code, right? So what I tell people is create a separate link, the actual URL, separate from the QR code. So that, because if you are creating a document for the public, so people, sighted people can see the QR code, they can scan it. But for a blind person, it's simpler to simply have the URL there, they can click on it, so long as you make it hyperlink to go to the page or whatever it is that you're trying to get them. See, that thing is about how you activate the QR code. If it says scan here, the QR code is in that text, scan here, but it's not a hyperlink. All right. So how are you going to, sometimes they even tell you it's a hyperlink, but when you click on it, nothing happens.
I mean, if you're just taking a picture of it and you get a picture of text, that means that's not an active hyperlink. Like Nina said, you need an app that actually will recognize that in that picture, there's a valid QR code.
It can be another app for if you're using, accessing it from your phone, it can be another app. What I'm saying is that generally, when you open the document, whatever it is you're using to open the document, the scan here, whatever the text is for the QR code, you have to use something else to get it to open. I guess for me, the people I'm serving, if that is how you make it easier for a blind person to get to what you want them to get to, I think it makes a lot of sense to me.
You know, for most sighted people, whatever they see on the screen, they activate in whatever way they do. And they don't realize that if you're using assistive technology of some sort, that there may be some extra steps. They're not even aware that it's a problem.
Anybody have experience with the new Blazy product that is like the, you know, what a Braille and Speak should have been in the first place? A little device that has a Linux-based operating system, but it's a Braille note-taker device with, I assume, eSpeak for its synthesizer. For an extra fee, they'll let you run a free desktop on it, which is kind of a weird practice.
BT Speak?
I know the Orbit Speak is a similar device, but
has the Orbit Speak even come out?
I have not seen anyone
for that. For that matter, is the BT Speak out?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And it they've got updates and everything on it. Yeah.
Okay. It is out. Anybody here got one?
No, I've never had my hands on one either. Anybody use Shaw's online grocery ordering service?
I tried the Star Market website.
But that's not the same as Shaw's, though, right?
Yeah, it is. I tried to order some things with it. And I forgot to do things, but when my order arrived, there were things I swear I ordered, but they didn't show. So I don't know whether that was the driver or me.
So you couldn't go back and read the stuff that you ordered to confirm?
No.
I'll have to try it because Lee just recently switched from using Peapod or what used to be called Peapod to Shaw's, and she likes their delivery service real well. No. But I haven't tried it yet.
Yeah, I was going to say they are owned by the same company, but I don't think they are functioning as a single entity. They still maintain their separate identities, and therefore I suspect whatever online ordering are still separate. I mean, they're in the same, ownership. But in terms of operations, all of them have kept their separate identities. So if you are at a Shaw in some place, it's still Shaw. So you go to Star Market, it's still Star Market. So yeah, I would think,
they're running a lot of the same promotions now. Mm-hmm. Star Market, a lot of the promotions are the same in both. Like the rewards, the loyalty points go for both Star and Shaw's. But as far as ordering, the interfaces could be different still, sure. For brands and purposes, they might. I tried Star Market, and it was something I'm going to do again.
Was it that it was difficult, or were just some accessibility issues? Yeah.
You know, a bunch of them could have been David Hunt issues. Anyways, some of them could have been that. Some of them could have been genuine accessibility fails. I got too frustrated to do a proper evaluation.
I do a lot of Whole Foods. In fact, we got a Whole Foods order today. We do it through Amazon, which has anyone ever tried ordering once? Once you get to like add an item, it always seems to cut me off at quantity of four of one particular thing. Is that limitation of the site, or is that something I'm doing wrong? Okay, say I want to buy spaghetti. So I find, search for spaghetti, find the one I want, and hit, and I say I want six of them. And I hit, add to cart, quantity. It never goes past four. It gives a little pop-up saying you've hit the maximum quantity of this item.
You serious?
Yeah.
That really doesn't surprise me in today's situation, because every time we order stuff from the grocery store, there are always things that are missing. So they may be trying to manage the quantity so that they can provide it to more people.
I got a feeling you're probably right. It's probably maybe like a leftover from pandemic.
I haven't tried to do it myself, but my husband, we order food together from Amazon and Whole Foods, and we get the same thing there, these little egg bites that we love, and we can't get more than two packages of them. It happens to us for sure, too.
How is the ordering on Whole Foods? Are you able to get, mostly everything? Or?
Oh, it's easy. Yeah, I mean, it's easy. Yeah. I mean, if you can put an Amazon order in, you can put a Whole Foods order in. Yeah.
Does it come that day, or does it?
You can if you could do that.
It's already arrived, Margaret. I've already brought it inside the house.
Yeah, it's probably pretty quick. Get
refrigerated things or just staples?
You should be able to get whatever's out of the store.
You can get both. We've gotten both in the past.
You can also ask Alexa. Like I'll say, when did I order egg bites? And she'll say, well, you ordered them, 2 months ago from Whole Foods. Would you like to reorder? And I'll say, yes. And she'll say, okay, I'll put them in your cart. So that's helpful. Oh.
Does Whole Foods have a certain item?
Yeah, you can.
Yes, and then she'll give you choices,
So the Shaw's and the Star Market are the same company.
Yes.
That's what I meant.
They are.
I formed a little syndicate between myself and seven of my friends. We all shop at Star Market. We like to shop in person. Most of us just don't use the website, but I've set up logins for all eight of us, and I have all the logins. And in fact, today's Friday when the coupons come out, I log in eight times and I clip all the coupons for eight of us. What I have discovered is that Star Market will give the same customer the same coupon for the same item, but at a different price. Not everybody gets the same price. And of course, if you only shop for yourself, you would never even know that that's happening. And on my shopping list is in a Word document, and I keep track of all the phone numbers of which item goes to which phone number. So I always get the coupons with the biggest, cents off. And that's how I shop. And when I go into the store, the cashiers run and hide because it takes so long to punch in all those phone numbers, and they do it for me. They're used to it by now, but it's a lot of extra work. I think I save about $15 a week by doing that. Every time I buy an item, I get a coupon for that item the following week after I don't need it anymore. Star Market gets an awful lot of public relations for something which doesn't cost them anything. My suggestion is, if you need eight cans of spaghetti, don't buy eight cans. Buy one can. You'll trip the coupon next week. Buy the rest of it after you get the coupon.
I think most stores now use the same sort of analytics. CVS is big on doing this. You'll find that you'll start getting coupons for stuff that you would normally purchase. And you'll even see that it comes along at times when they think you need it. I tried buying cotton balls, and buy cotton balls, say, and like 2 months later, you'll get a coupon for cotton balls just to get you back into the store to buy. And they actually will target, like you said, but Jeffrey, about the prices being different. They'll do analytics that actually will vary the prices based on how much you're likely to need the item. If you seem like you're desperate for the item, like you absolutely positively buy it all the time, you'll see your discounts less. But if you're an occasional buyer, that, like, you're someone who's shopping around, you may get the better deal.
Yeah, I know as well. I've actually called in the Star Market and complained about this. It's perfectly legal. I mean, there's nothing. No one is doing anything wrong here. But my point is, once the customer finds out what you're doing, it's just not effective anymore.
So my account is originally from when I lived in the Fenway. However, my friend that shops for me and uses my account, he says sometimes, the prices, you get different coupons. The coupons you get in your account aren't the same as mine. Because my account is set up from the Fenway and his is set up from West Roxbury.
I was wondering if there's any guitar players out here today. I used to go to this website. I would say to Siri, search for the chords for Let It Be. And I'll say search in Safari for the chords for Let It Be. And the first choice was always Ultimate Guitar. And I'd go to it, and sure enough, there it was, at Let It Be. It had the chords that were in it. And then it had below that all the lyrics with the chords above it. Just what I needed. If it was, too high or too low, I could go up and there was a transpose where it would say add or delete, go up or down. Could do that, change it perfectly. I could save it into files. It was worked beautifully. And now for the past 2 months, it got worse and worse. And my husband said, it's still there. You can see it, the words and the chords, but VoiceOver doesn't read anything anymore.
Judy, I'm sure you tried this, but make sure that, screen recognition and image recognition are turned off. I've seen that on an iPhone.
Yes. You know what? I did check that, and thank you. Yep, I got that turned off. Somebody said try to go into it through Chrome. I did that. Same thing. I did it on my Mac. Same thing. I did it on the iPad. Yeah, because usually I do it on the phone.
What's that website? Ultimate Guitar.
Yeah, wow. And they call it Tabs and Chords now. But you get an app for it, but if you just ask Siri, you know, it takes you right into it, and it was so easy. Wow. Now I can't do it anymore.
I play the guitar a little bit, and I've never tried anything like that.
Do you have any places that you go to get your chords and lyrics or to transpose it?
No, I don't.
So then my husband helped me find where you could write into the app, and I did, and I got this thing right away saying, you know, we will consider your request or sorry that you are having a problem. And that was 2 weeks ago. They never never wrote back or anything.
What's happened looks good sometimes. Make like a little audio recording of how it's not accessible. Oh, it skipped right over that information. Maybe post a link to it if they have like a Facebook or a Twitter page. Sometimes they, you know, you got to say intentional more and understand. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just trying to describe something in like a, you know, in text. People don't get it. Yeah.
Wow. Thanks, guys.
But what you want to do is post it, and it means that, you know, shows how you experience it. Because it's very hard to describe the problems we're having to someone who doesn't really familiar with the way we experience it. Okay, I'm going to cut the recording off now. Thank you, everyone, for attending. And I'll just leave the room open if anybody wants to socialize. But good meeting, everyone. And